Donald Trump to surrender, be arrested in Fulton County, Georgia, Thursday. By Nick Gilbertson on August 24, 2023. Update 2:45 p.m. EST. Former President Donald Trump announced on his social media platform, Truth Social, that he will be arrested at 7:30 p.m. local time in Fulton County, Georgia. Trump announced on Monday he would travel to Atlanta, Georgia, for his surrender charges, alleging he, lawyers, and aides engaged in multiple crimes, including racketeering, in their challenge of the 2020 election results. His bond has been set at $200,000. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the surrender will take place this afternoon. Far-left Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis pursued the charges from a grand jury following a 2.5-year-long investigation and notably launched a re-election fundraising website days before the indictment came down. While mugshots of Trump were not taken during his first three indictment proceedings, two of which were federal and one of which was in New York State, Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt promised to snap a mugshot of Trump. However, it remains unclear if Trump will be subjected to taking a mugshot. On Wednesday, some of Trump's co-defendants, including former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and attorney Jenna Ellis, surrendered in Fulton County, and their mugshots went viral soon thereafter. While some were stoic and scowled, Ellis and former Georgia Republican Party Chairman David Schaefer smiled in their pictures. Trump blasted Willis in his statement Monday announcing his looming surrender, ripping her as a radical left district attorney who is overseeing one of the greatest murder and violent crime disasters in American history. He added, "In my case, the trip to Atlanta is not for murder, but for making a perfect phone call." She campaigned, and is continuing to campaign, and raise money on, this witch hunt. This is in strict coordination with crooked Joe Biden's DOJ. It is all about election interference. Legal analyst Dan Abrams, who founded Abrams Media, contended last week that Willis overtly politicized her case against Trump. He cited a political cartoon posted to Willis's campaign Twitter account in July 2022 as one example. The cartoon depicts Willis in a boat as she fishes in a swamp. On the end of her line is a fish that Trump's team said depicted Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC. The fish states, "Fishing expedition," which is what Graham said after Willis's office sent him a subpoena weeks earlier. Adjacent to Graham is another fish, resembling Trump, which says, "I know you will do the right thing for the swamp, Lindsey."